Lecture 16, The First European Farmers.
Last time, we described the first agriculture in Turkey and mentioned briefly a number of major agricultural settlements, some of which became almost small towns in Turkey as late as 6000 BC. Now I'm going to take the journey north and west and describe the first European farmers and their settlement of a heavily forested land. We'll begin by describing a Europe sparsely inhabited by Mesolithic hunter-gatherers, with the densest populations along the Baltic Sea and in the Iron Gates area of the Danube Valley. Then we'll show how farming spread into South Europe from Western Asia between 6 and 7,000 BC. And then we'll be really controversial and speculative and explain how the sudden formation of the Black Sea may have triggered the first farming settlement of the Danube River Valley. And after that, we'll describe the farmers whom archaeologists call Ban Keramik, after their distinctive pottery, who spread across temperate Europe, from Bulgaria in the southeast to Belgium in the northwest, and describe, after that, the communal burial customs and ancestor worship, which was such a central part of early European farming culture. So we're going to, again, cover a lot of ground, the time frame, about 6,000 BC to about 4,000 BC, 2,000 years. In the 1850s, a drought in the Swiss lakes shrank the water levels of these lakes very dramatically. To the surprise of local villagers, veritable forests of wooden pilings set in mud appeared along the shore. And the Swiss physician Ferdinand Keller, who was an amateur archaeologist, dug around these piles at a place called Obermeilen on Lake Zurich. He found that the mud had preserved hundreds of perishable artifacts, such as stone axes complete with their wooden handles, thousands of animal bones, and also fruit and nuts, all the debris of an abandoned prehistoric farming village, preserved almost intact by the waterlogged conditions. And as I've said several times in this course, such sites are very rare indeed, and of enormous importance, because they give you a fairly complete picture of life in the past, far more complete than stone tools or potsherds. We now know that Obermeilen and the other Swiss lake villages, as they're called, were fairly late in the history of farming in Europe, which began as early as 6000 BC. Let's begin by giving you a little bit of background again and maybe picking up on the lecture before last when we talked about the Mesolithic hunter-gatherers who inhabited the forests, lake shores and coastlines of Europe between 8000 and 4000 BC. As we saw in Lecture 13, population densities were low, with some denser concentrations of hunter-gatherers with more complex societies along the southern shores of the Baltic Sea. There was also another substantial population of hunter-gatherers in the Iron Gates area of the Danube River in southeast Europe, again where there was a diversity of food resources and permanent water supplies. In both the Baltic area and parts of the Danube Valley, more sedentary lifeways took hold, involving intensive fishing, the hunting of waterfowl, and plant collecting. As we stressed in Lecture 13 and again in Lecture 14, these societies were pre-adapted in many ways for food production. In other words, they were kind of moving in the direction where it would be relatively easy for them to change their economy if the incentive or the opportunity came.